The new UN High Commissioner for Refugees used his first encounter with the media to spotlight some of the challenges his agency is facing.
I have worked with refugees all my life, but the reality is that coming back to UNHCR 4 days ago, 12 years after leaving the organization and working with another set of refugees, the Palestinians, was a discovery for me, was a discovery of a very different context from what I left in 2004. UNHCR has changed. Refugee issues have somehow changed. The world has basically changed.
That change includes an unprecedented rise in the number of people who have been uprooted from their homelands due to conflict or persecution. The UN puts the number at 60 million, an all-time high since the Second World War. Mr. Grandi linked his own history as a humanitarian to the evolution of crises worldwide.
Wars have multiplied, and what I always found extremely challenging for us, even in the 90s, but even more so today, is the coincidence, the overlapping of different conflicts, each one producing large displacement, sometimes overlapping displacement, as in many countries of Africa, each one hosting refugees from its neighbors.
UNHCR ended 2015 with just about half of the $7 billion it needs to address the rising tide of people on the move. Going forward, the High Commissioner foresees UNHCR continuing to be, in his words, a very responsive agency. But while mandated to protect refugees, he said the agency must also find solutions to massive global displacement.
That means many things. It means first and foremost urging governments to invest more energy and more resources in solving conflict. That in itself would be the major step, of course, in any situation to resolving displacement as well. Then I think we need to encourage states to increase the possibility for refugees, especially in countries burdened by large number of refugees, like those surrounding Syria, for example. We have to urge states to facilitate the exit of refugees from this country, not through trafficking, but through what we call legal pathways, resettlement, humanitarian visas, family reunification, and so forth.
Syria is the world's most urgent refugee crisis, and Mr. Grandi foreshadowed a UN pledging conference slated for late March to support refugees from that country. However, instead of funds, countries will be asked to make pledges that will allow Syrian refugees to enter their territories through legal channels such as the ones he mentioned. Deanne Penn, United Nations.